Hello, world. This is Wichita. Eagle, the newspaper of the great Southwest since 1872, once again opens its rich storehouse of history to bring you another story of your city and mine. Come along with us to a little trip down memory lane. We invite you to listen to This is Wichita. The Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the direction of Russell Lowe, opens our program tonight with Artist's Life by Strauss. In 108,997 homes throughout the Southwest, the Wichita Eagle is the principal source of news. The entire family, young and old, looks for the Eagle. News, features, serials, many pages of gaily colored comics all contribute to the pleasure and education of these Eagle subscribers. During the weekdays from Monday to Saturday, the Eagle brings you both a morning and evening paper, thus covering every phase of the 24 hours of world events. The news that occurs in the evening comes to you the first thing in the morning. The news of the day comes to you in the early evening. And this service costs you only 20 cents per week. And remember this, the Morning Eagle is the only newspaper published in Wichita that can give you the latest possible stock reports and sports news at the earliest possible time. The curtain rises on another drama inspired by the many news stories contained in the back files of the Wichita Eagle. The Eagle has fought many battles and sounded many campaign cries for civic improvement. In the early days of this city's birth, the Eagle sang a siren song to the great railroads of the East. Come to Wichita. Lay track to Wichita. Railroads, highways, airports, manufacturing, parks, and public institutions. If they were good for Wichita, the Eagle was for them. and back of them was all the power of the press. That is why tonight we're happy to present the dramatic story of Wichita Hospital and what it has meant to this city. Tragedy threatens or disaster looms, Wichita Hospital guides and speeds the rescue. Darkness thickens fast. Night shuts down quickly when illness or accident strikes. Our ordinary worries and things that have seemed tremendously important to our everyday life become secondary or entirely forgotten. One gropes for light, and there is a glimmer of hope. For there stands Wichita Hospital, extending a welcome to the sick and injured, to rich and poor, Jew and Gentile, Catholic or Protestant. Now let's go back to the summer of 1879. Although railroads are already running into the city of Wichita, there are many settlers moving slowly across the prairies in canvas-covered wagons, following the uncertain trails to homesteads in the west. The trail is long and dusty and beset with hardship every mile. At the end of the trail, there's land. Land to call our own. Rich soil to yield its golden harvest. So let the trail be long and dusty. Let the sun blaze, the rain fall, and the wind blow. These pioneers will push on with a song in their heart.
The weather, it was dry. Oh, the sun so hot, I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry.
Get up there, kid. Get up. Get up there.
Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. Oh, Louisiana, my true love for the sea.
Oh, Betsy. Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Oh, whoa, oh, whoa. Oh. There. Well, Nancy. Nancy. Wake up. Wake up, dearest. Nancy.
What? Oh, dear. Are we there yet?
No. No, not quite. Near as I can figure out, we got quite a spell to go before we hit Wichita. Oh, did you sleep much?
Oh, a little, I guess.
Oh, Nancy.
Don't look so worried, Jed. I'll be all right.
Oh, this is all wrong, Nancy. Jolting around in this wagon day after day, just creeping along.
But we're getting there, Jed. We're getting closer, closer all the time. That's the important thing.
But you should have a nice bed. You should be resting and not... Oh, Nancy, we shouldn't have left St. Louis until after the baby came.
No, we couldn't stay there. You had nothing. We'd never have had anything there. This is our chance to have our own land, our own home.
But we're going into a country full of strangers, and we haven't got anything. Not much money and not much...
Oh, we've got a lot of ambition, a lot of hope, and that's what counts. We'll make it, Jed. We'll make it.
Nancy, what is it?
Jed.
Yes?
Do you suppose if you drove real hard, you could make it to town?
Nancy, you...
Could you, Jed? Don't mind me. Make the horses go fast. Fast, Jed.
Yes, yes, I will. I'll get you there. Go, Betsy. Go up. Get up, King. Get up, Betsy. Go on, fast. Faster. Betsy, King. Go. Get up. Get up. Open the door, please. Let me talk to you. I need help. Open the door, please.
Oh, just a minute. Let me put some clothes on.
Well, hurry, hurry, please. Open the door. Hurry. Hurry up, please.
What is this? What is all this? Who are you? What do you want? Waking people up in the middle of the night like this, huh?
My wife. My wife, she's out there in that wagon. She's going to have a baby.
She's going to... What? Well, I can't help you. No, there's a doctor about a mile further.
But, could I borrow a fast horse from you? Mine are all played out.
I'm sorry.
Could I?
I haven't got one. I haven't got a horse. Oh, plague take it. Drive over to Mrs. Steele.
Who?
Mrs. Steele.
Steele.
She's always taking in strangers and helping.
Okay.
She'll know what to do.
Yeah.
Now, you just keep on that road.
This road.
Go to the first house.
Yes, right over
that
road. Mrs. Steele. Open the door, Mrs. Steele.
Yes? What is it?
Mrs. Steele, they told me I could come here. I need help. My wife, she's out there in that wagon, and she's going to have a baby. I just got here in town, and I don't know anyone. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. Can you help me?
Oh, certainly. Just a moment, and I'll be right out to her.
I can't get a doctor unless I borrow a horse from him. Mine are all played out. The wagon stopped just down the road there. King just played out. He dropped down in the
trestle. Go out back to the barn. Take one of my horses.
All
you
right.
can get to Dr. Fabrique.
Fabrique.
He lives about a mile and a half from here. Get the horse, and I'll tell you how to get there. Go on.
Thank you.
I'll go to your wife.
Thank you.
Sorry, Mrs. Steele. It's too late. Why didn't he get help sooner?
He couldn't. He said he went to 6 different homes before he came here. Either the people didn't want help or couldn't. He had no money.
I see. All of this could have been so different if... the wife and the child, both of them could have lived. I've seen this happen before. Unnecessary death. These people who come here with so little money and so much determination. There ought to be a way we can help them more.
Yes, Doctor. There ought to be a way. And we're going to find that way.
I hope so, Mrs. Steele. I hope so. You'd better go over there and... he's sitting up over that tree stump. I told him to stay away until it was over. Can you...
Yes, Doctor. I'll tell him. Young man. I don't know your name.
It's Jed. What about my wife? Is she... can't I see her now? Couldn't she be taken inside? It's chilly out here, and
yes,
I don't want her to...
I'm sorry, but we didn't dare move her from the wagon.
But now she's off. What's the doctor doing? What's he going away for?
Why, he's...
You mean it's over? He's all through? Now can I see her? She's all right? Is it all over now?
I'll stay here for just a moment.
But my wife, I want to see... What is it? What is it? What are you trying to tell me?
It's all over. There was nothing the doctor could do. If it had been sooner and under better conditions...
No. No. No, it can't be. It can't be. Can't be. Can't be. Can't be. She was so sure. So sure everything would be all right. She wasn't scared a minute. She just knew everything would be all right. If there'd been a place for her in that first home we stopped at. If... maybe if I'd had a lot of money, if there'd just been some way to get help sooner. She knew how to fight. She knew how to smile at pain and suffering. We knew we didn't have anything when we got married. But she said we could whip the world together. We could beat poverty and hard luck. Then we could. But we couldn't beat this. We just didn't have a chance.
We didn't have a chance. All too often, the early settler sobbed these words as he grieved over the lifeless forms of his loved ones. Death and poverty walking hand in hand. On September 9th, 1879, the first steps were taken to separate these two grim companions. A group of 20 Wichita women met to organize.
The Ladies' Benevolent Home. We've called this meeting this afternoon to take plans to shelter and relieve sick and disabled strangers to the city of Wichita. We are starting with little more than a dream for the betterment of humanity. But if we have faith in that dream, ladies, if we believe in it and fight for it long enough and hard enough, it will become a reality.
I know.
Now, the first thing a hospital needs is money. And many generous Wichitans contributed, but a few said...
Money for a benevolent home, I should say not.
But Wichita needs a place to care for the poor who are ill, and needs medical attention and nursing.
Wichita doesn't need to encourage any more broken-down settlers to land here. Sure, establish some place so they can get all the attention they want free for nothing, and mark my words, you'll have the town filled with more shiftless, no
Mr.
good.
Mr. Baser. Huh? If you were poor and homeless and had to stand by and see someone you loved die before your very eyes just because you didn't have any money, how would you feel?
Now, Mrs. Brown, I'm a hardworking man. I take care of my family. I tend to my business.
You're
I pay my
very
bills.
Fortunate.
Well?
There are so many who aren't.
Well, it's their own fault. If any of my family got sick, I'd take care of them.
Yes, if you could. But if you had no money, no place to go... Oh, Mr. Baser, I've seen so many suffer. So many die. Or have to go through life only half alive. Just because a little attention, a little medical care was denied them. I've seen hungry little children. I've seen young mothers die in childbirth.
Now stop it. Confound it. I'll give you some money just to keep you from... breaking my heart.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Baser. I knew you had a heart.
Ladies' Benevolent Home, established in 1879, served many of the sick and needy pioneers. But far-sighted Wichita saw the great need for a real hospital with a medical staff and proper equipment. Finally, in 1885... the Ladies' Benevolent Home was organized as a hospital and incorporated in 1887. The personnel of the first medical staff had the following doctors: John H. Fuller, James Easton, Charles C. Furley, William A. Jordan, David F. Ingalls, Jacob Z. Hoffman, George Perdue, J. H. Fordyce, James E. Oldham, Andrew H. Fabrique, Matthew W. Cave, James W. Kirkwood, Paul Newman, Charles E. McAdams, John M. Hoskins, J.W. Cheney, and H.W. Horn. Dr. Addison W. McCoy was director of anesthetics. The first superintendent was Eva Cutler, who also served as the first superintendent of the nurses. But not all Wichitans approved of the hospital. Medical science did not command the full respect that it does today. There were those who said then...
Hospitals. Pest holes, that's what they are. I wouldn't give a dime to them. Why should I? Any time you have to go to the hospital, you can just as well figure on making out your will. Because you ain't coming back.
Slowly, ignorance and prejudice are banished as the light of medicine grows brighter. Fear of the hospital turns to trust, hope of salvation. The faith and generosity of such early day citizens as Peter Ghetto, who donated an acre of land to the directors, Commodore Woodman, who gave an adjoining acre for the hospital site, and Mayor B.W. Aldridge, who led the appeal for funds, cannot be praised too highly. The original Wichita Hospital is housed in a building that is now 65 years old. In 1915, the West Annex was built, and the nurse's home established in the house of Senator McLean, one-time mayor of Wichita. No doubt many Wichitans will recall the numerous money-raising campaigns which have been necessary in order to continue the vital work of Wichita Hospital.
Money, that's... It's always the same year after year. It's the same story. Every time I turn around, I get pestered for money. Doesn't that hospital ever charge anybody to stay in it?
Yes, but there are so many who can't afford to pay.
So the honest, hard-working citizens of the town have to do it, eh? If you didn't treat every penniless Tom, Dick, and Harry, maybe you wouldn't be needing so much money.
Perhaps. But it might be wise for you to remember that fortunes have a queer way of fading. The rich today can be the poor tomorrow. And in America, thank God, the poor today can also be the rich tomorrow.
And indeed, many Wichitans who contributed, either willingly or begrudgingly, to Wichita Hospital in times of prosperity, learned that when they no longer had money, they were not without a friend in time of illness. Yes, fortunes have a queer way of fading, and a certain lonely old man meets the terrifying image of death.
I'm old now. Any money? I used to give money to help this hospital. Of course, it didn't always give so willingly, but not always so much.
Well, that's quite all right, sir. If you have no money, it will make no difference to us. You'll receive the best care possible.
I used to have money. Used to be pretty smug about being able to take care of myself, my family. Things kind of went all wrong. Seems like I kind of lost over somewhere.
You're welcome here.
Don't feel
and we'll do our best to nurse you back to health.
Yes, the poor and destitute, the friend and the stranger, they all find a sympathetic welcome in time of illness. July 25th, 1925, the Sisters of St. Joseph were authorized to purchase and administer the hospital by the Most Reverend August J. Swertner, Bishop of Wichita. Under the loving care and devotion of the Sisters of St. Joseph, Wichita Hospital has continued to serve the ill and needy throughout the years. But unless the sum of $350,000 is raised immediately, Wichita Hospital cannot continue its present volume of service with its present existing sources of income. Your own family is involved. This simple human chain of events keeps repeating. Wichita Hospital has helped and met such emergencies for thousands of people. If your family has not needed this service during that period, you may be grateful. But remember that the law of averages is no respecter of personages. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring to the microphone at this time the words of Sister Mary Prudentia, who can explain to you better than anyone else what the raising of this money means to you and to this city. In short, the Sisters of St. Joseph offer an unusual business proposition to the city of Wichita.
The vision of men of commanding influence plus organization plans means a new hospital, a medical center and foundation second to none. You can help bring this about. The Sisters of St. Joseph make a plain, simple, and ultra-fair reciprocal business proposition to the public. It asks an investment of $350,000. In return, it offers the resale value of the present plant and property plus the new site, valued in all at $219,000, including the equipment
and a yearly personal service endowment valued at the standard set up by the Rockefeller, Sage, and Carnegie Foundations at the sum of $853,000 out of interest at 5%. Personal service endowment is the amount of salaries to department heads and assistants that would have been paid for comparable service in the average hospital, but for which the sisters draw no salaries. The present yearly amount will naturally increase as the needs of the hospital grow and become a still more valuable endowment as time passes. For every dollar in cash you citizens of Wichita provide, Wichita Hospital offers $3 or its equivalent in order that a budget of $350,000 will be on hand to build a hospital and service foundation to carry forward this magnificent public utility. If we act now, the public can have a $1 million hospital for $350,000 invested. I thank you.
Friends, today was the opening of this campaign to raise funds for a new medical center and health foundation for Wichita. The present Wichita Hospital is dangerously overcrowded. There should be one hospital bed to every 100 people in the community. Wichita Hospital has a registry of 125 beds. There is no more room, no possible way to take care of all who need help. When the sick and dying come seeking merciful care, must the good sisters of St. Joseph say to them?
We're sorry, there's no room.
No room. The little child who might live to grow well and strong and become a useful citizen, must he suffer because the city of Wichita has not provided adequate hospitalization for him? The sisters of St. Joseph devote their entire life to this hospital. Surely you can spare a little money, not for the sisters, but for humanity, that the ill may one day walk again and work, that at least they may exist and be properly and humanely cared for. And now hear again the word of Mother Mary Prudentia, Superior of Wichita Hospital.
Subscribers to the new Wichita Hospital Building Fund are assured that every cent given will go toward actual construction and equipment. The cost of this bulletin and all other campaign expenses having been separately subscribed, you will be glad to know that every dollar will mean 100 cents in providing the necessary hospital facilities for Wichita's ill.
Will you give? Will you do your part toward saving precious lives? Subscribe now to Wichita Hospital's campaign for $350,000 for a new medical center and health foundation for Wichita. We know you will do your fair share. This program was produced in the KFH studios in the York Wright Building in Wichita and was brought to you by the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family. We invite you to listen again next Friday evening to another chapter in the thrilling drama of your city and mine. This is Wichita.